All right, good morning, everyone, and welcome to our podcast, Warming Up with a Warrior, an intern-based podcast interview where we get to talk with our visiting artists. Welcome, Mr. Moromichi Nakamura. Thank you very much for joining us. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you for having me.
No problem. I think we're just going to get right into it. If you could tell us a little bit about your process when you're starting to create new work, that would be awesome.
I mean, I work with a lot of different medium, so the more sort of like a technical process is different, but the very like sort of a creative process always start off like sketching out, and then I actually still use a sketchbook. I do use iPad and stuff, but I don't know. I guess it's just kind of like I feel more comfortable, so I carry sketchbook a lot and then just do a lot of small drawings, and then from there I'll just sort of like taking notes, and that's sort of like how I always get started with my new projects.
Taking notes, always back to paper, the basics here. So in terms of, like you said, you use a lot of different types of medias of work, trying to kind of condense all those into the same categories, what is one of your favorite pieces of work that you've created? And then if you have any rough estimate of how long that piece took you to create?
Okay. I mean, I would say that the music video that I created for the band called The Knife, that's quite a long time ago. I think that was 2006 or 2007. I would say that's my favorite piece of work. The reason for that is that's something that I feel like I had I was able to sort of like keep the sort of like attention in the work. And when you create animations, especially if you work on like longer animations, like to me, like 2 or 3 minutes is quite long. It's difficult to just sort of like keep that sort of like feeling. And then I think I was able to do that. And also that project, particularly that the musician, I felt that musician put a full trust in me. So that sort of like in some way gave me good type of like pressure in a way. It wasn't pressure like you should get it done or you should do well. It's just more like I feel that they trust in me in a creative way, so that really pushed me to work harder as an artist. So I think that was definitely there. And it was I did actually the whole thing myself. So it was also quite a production. It was intense. I would say maybe it took 3 months.
Very good time frame for that. So looking at the work on your website, there's definitely several recurring colors. What would you say is the main reason that you are drawn to these main colors, the black, white, and red? And what do you think it does for your art?
The reason why that I use limited colors, black, white, and red, is that when I was in school, that I was always drawn to graphic design. I did study graphic design as well. And then I started minimizing my work in the sense that the colors and shapes, and I got to the point where I reached the 3 colors. The reason for that is that I felt that by using colors, a lot of colors are associated with sort of like preconception in a way, like green for leaves and trees, and then blue for blue sky, stuff like that. So that I wanted to find a way to sort of like create some sort of like a universal language. So I wanted to find some sort of like format or the formula for me to create something which it's not necessarily attached to the preconception or certain cultural background. So the black, so I came down to these 3 colors. And then the reason for that is the black is the darkest color. And then white is brightest. And then the red is the strongest in the sense that your eyes react. You know, it's a little bit complicated, but basically my point is that if you put black and white next to each other, it creates the highest contrast. So that sort of thing that is basically just by using 3 colors, let's say if you put black and white, create the flash, let's say it does create the physical impact to you. And then a red actually to squeeze your lens to the point where that you actually cannot really tell the distance. So there's sort of like the physical the effects that creates on you. And that basically has nothing to do with your cultural background or like where you come from and stuff like that. So that's why it's sort of like ended up staying with 3 colors, just because I kind of feel that I can create something more universal with these combinations.
I like that answer.
Okay, so other than your colors, what are some influences in your art?
I like, I don't know if you guys are familiar with, there's an art genre called outsider art or art brut or raw art. So what it is that it's a sort of like type of art created by artists who are not formally educated as an artist. So how do you say that? So the artwork that don't necessarily fit into any categories. So that's why I think they just use the outsider, because anything doesn't fit into this sort of academia. But the thing is that if you see a type of this work, like outsider art group, the artwork is, as the name the implies, that basically it's very raw. And then these artists actually create artwork. And also many of the outsider artists do have some sort of mental problem, let's say. In some hospitals, they use art for the part of the therapy, stuff like that. So these are sort of like a collection of that. But if you look at this artwork, it sort of like kind of makes me think that what is art, in a way, because we all study art and we are sort of like told to that what's good and what's bad and what's beautiful, not beautiful. But then these artists just sort of like come from completely different kind of background where they just create art completely out of their passion or their instinct. And then if you look through the collection of it, you'll be amazed that most of them just don't follow any of the stuff that we study or we hear. But at the same time, that it's just the sort of impact that at least to me that I feel is extremely strong. So that I like to look at this kind of work in the sense that sort of like makes me kind of like always kind of question. Yeah, that's I find it like very inspiring.
That's really interesting to look at it that way. How do you continue to learn through your role as an artist?
Oh, yeah. I think it's tempting to always stay with what you know, but at the same time, that I think that as an artist, being comfortable is very negative effect, I think. So that's one of the reasons, because when I started feeling comfortable with something, and I always try to do something different. So that kind of pushed me to the little bit further. I mean, sometimes I feel that when I look at other artists' work and then stay in one media, like one thing, and then, so maybe I need to be a little more patient. but in my case, that the technology happens to be sort of like a perfect thing in a way that how it is right now, in a sense that technology changes, and then the artists many times do have to work closely with the technology. So I think it's just that I basically just try to always try something new, just because I don't, every time I feel kind of comfortable with something and then I feel kind of stuck in a way.
Okay, what are the best resources that have helped you in your career?
I think the toughest thing of course it's YouTube. We all learn it from YouTube. So thank you YouTube and Google. But I think it's the difficult thing or the important thing for artists is to keep still creating or like being inspired. So in that way, I find the things that are not related to art, but I find it's something that I find interesting, is it helps me. Like for example, like since I was little, I always like to read the story about the monsters. So that this had nothing to do with it, but I ended up making art based on that. And then this sort of like a passion or the interest come outside of this, my art practice, but then that helps me to create artwork. So to me, like, it's called cryptozoology. It's the study about monsters, like Loch Ness monsters and Bigfoot and stuff like that. And they do exist, so.
So what advice do you have for someone wanting to pursue a similar career of you that you have?
I think it's I think it's important to be confident. That's something that, not like a confident in a way that I'm good at this or that. It's more this, I think you should be confident what you like along your career, or in general, people tell you a lot of stuff, you know, like it could be your parents, your friends, your roommate, this is good, this is bad, and why do you like that kind of music and stuff like that. But I think it's just whatever that inspires you. like they say, I mean, music, like, you know, people say that, oh, this music is great, this music is too pop. I mean, you know, what do you know? If you like listening to Britney Spears and NSYNC, you know, from the 90s. And then if that inspires, I think it's important to be confident about what you like, what your taste. And then I think that's the, like, helps you to kind of keep creating things.
Awesome. And so how has COVID impacted you as an artist, since I know it's been hard for many people out there since it's all started, but how has it personally impacted you?
Oh my God. I guess for me, as like I do a lot of like installation work. So as you can imagine, that's like exactly that we're just hit in the core of that. A lot of installation work takes place, obviously indoor, and that we can't really do. So this is, it's been, it hasn't been easy. And then that's basically, I think the whole, I had this kind of conversation with other artists, and then I think whole industry is also trying to kind of deal with this, because it could last longer than we expected. I think the artist, I think it's I became a lot more conscious about my surrounding or the community that I belong to or the society. I think it's one of the things that we learn, I guess, the positive sort of like outcome of this is that we can actually make changes in the society by getting together. And then so I feel more conscious about what I create and what people see or what people get out of my work. So that's like, as an artist, that I feel that more than before.
Awesome. All right, we have one last question before we wrap this all up. What does having a career in art mean to you?
What does having a career in art mean to you? I feel extremely lucky. That's more than the doing art is great and stuff like that, but I think it's a luxurious sort of like opportunity that I have, and I'm very thankful. And that also helps me, no matter how hard that the, if you do a lot of production work, let's say the hours of working can be stretched for like longer hours. And but I always remind myself that way, because that I know that art is also becoming artist or being an artist is your career choice too. But the thing is that the art requires that your passion, and then the fact that you can dedicate your time into your passion every day is, I think, is luxurious thing. So that is, I always just remember that.
Awesome.
All right, Morimichi, thank you so much for joining us today. We super blessed to have you here. We're very excited to be showing your work in our gallery. So just a reminder, your gallery is opening today and it'll be on view online through the 15th of September. We're gonna have your artist talk on Zoom on September 9th at 5 p.m. And then all of those links are gonna be available through our website gallery.
Oh, great.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I look forward to checking it out.